Hello guys, welcome to this podcast titled Remote Control Helicopters. You may already know that sometimes the best helicopters are the ones that you really put a lot of work into. For instance, the remote control gas helicopters, which require constant attention and care to their every detail, be it cleaning, preparing to fly, flying, and taking down and cleaning before storage, are often the type of helicopter that people are most likely to purchase again. In today's episode, we shall be talking about so you want small remote control helicopters. If you want to know more about small remote controlled helicopters for you or as a gift, you've come to the right place. I am not an expert in remote controlled personal helicopters, but I know a lot of people and I manage to get inside information about their purchase and maintenance. Most people I talk to about short-range helicopters recommend being very careful when buying, because many small parts of these helicopters can explode or fall before home delivery, and you can never do that start them. So the most important thing you need to advise people if they are thinking of buying a small helicopter with remote control is to know that you can get a warranty of at least 5 years from the manufacturer for those parts. It can be difficult to get such a guarantee, but the peace of mind that comes from such a guarantee, no matter how expensive, is invaluable. You can play as much as you want with the small helicopter with remote control, and the parts warranty protects you in case something goes wrong, so you don't have to go out and buy most of the parts. Buy a new helicopter. I have heard people say that they receive lifetime warranties on helicopters, but this is rare and often unavailable in the remote control helicopter market. That being said, a 5-year warranty is not something you've heard of for a long time. And with that little remote controlled helicopter, you can have a great 5 years without worrying, knowing you don't have to worry about all the accidents and collapse. Many people prefer small helicopters with remote control over large ones, because they are convenient when there is not much storage space. Maybe you're 20 and still live in a studio, but you still want one. Have fun riding a remote controlled helicopter. If it sounds like you, this is the way for small remotely controlled helicopters. On the other hand, if you are more interested in a larger helicopter, you have space, time, and muscle to carry it, and you have a large area to fly it nearby, then the larger model may be more convenient. I think people are more affected by bigger models because they look like bigger and heavier structures, and they are not as raw. So when they fly in the sky and fly beautifully, people are very moving. However, the smaller models are still fun and are great helicopters for beginners to learn before investing in a larger model. You can also buy a heavy-duty helicopter to see if it's worth the investment. You can also buy a new large helicopter later. The best place to find remote control helicopters. Where can I find a remote control helicopter? You may want to check out electronic stores such as Radio Shack, Best Buy, or Circuit City first. There you can find remote controlled helicopters at very reasonable prices, and you can get a solid model. My advice for finding a remote controlled helicopter is to visit your favorite company's website first and see which models are on sale. Because helicopters may not be available in stores, I recommend that you read about helicopters on the internet and then order through the company. Yes, you may have to pay extra for transportation, but I think it's worth it. When you buy a remote controlled helicopter, you can immediately take it to the yard to see how it works. If the company is not as strong as promised, keep the box. It must be ensured that the remote controlled helicopter can be returned to another helicopter. I recommend having welded sides or continuous plastic caps so you don't have to worry about explosions or rust. Whatever you do, study well and buy a helicopter from a reputable company. Radio Shack is best if you are looking for a good deal, but if you are looking for a model that really surprises people, you can try Discovery Store or Brookstone. You need to think about your reasons in advance. Do you want a model that shines in the air, or a model that does not break when thrown on the floor? This is something to consider before buying, because you have to sacrifice quality for beauty, or vice versa. My recommendation is to buy a helicopter with remote control that will stand the test of time and crash, because choosing only the best look is not the best way. That's good. And if it crashes, the remote-controlled helicopter quickly becomes ugly and you don't have to deal with it. In any case, a remote-controlled helicopter is a great idea for a fun weekend getaway. And if you do your research beforehand and know what you're looking for, you'll be able to get a remote-controlled one. You can enjoy for a long time the most convenient helicopter for you. And if the first one you choose turns out to be of poor quality, and you have to buy another one in the short term, You can check how durable it is and do the same next time you buy a remote-controlled helicopter. Consumers who provide more information. The remote-control helicopters in Toronto. As you know, helicopters are not only a necessity in the United States, but are also known as one of the best modes of transportation in the world. If you want to have a lower-level helicopter, you should check the helicopter with remote control. If you are Canadian or love Canadian scenery and are ready to travel, you should consider learning Toronto helicopters from a distance and joining a fan club. This Canadian city is best known as a point of purchase for helicopters, and it seems that there are always helicopters in the area. But the real purpose of the Toronto Club's remote-controlled helicopters is to drive them over the beautiful Niagara Falls. If you have been to Canada or are lucky, you know that Niagara Falls is one of the most beautiful sights in the world. I had the opportunity to see the falls when the weather is warm, and in the summer when the water goes down, and in the winter when the whole fall freezes in the cold climate of Canada. Both scenes were great, so I was thrilled to hear about the remote-controlled helicopters from the Toronto Club's initiative to launch remote-controlled helicopters over the fall, summer, and winter. He is said to organize 2 one-day competitions a year, such as the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics, and train throughout the year. People come not only from Toronto, but from all over the world for their beautifully designed helicopters, and many build their own helicopters instead of buying them from a store. However, they gather and blow these beauties over the waterfalls and go to a few qualifications that basically look like qualification rounds. Then the first two test each other for a quick fight over the waterfall. The winner will receive $50,000 and a vacation at Niagara Falls for next year's competition. This has been going on for years and people are very happy about it. I'm getting ready to go to Toronto next year to watch the practice rehearsals, and then to Niagara to watch the real game next year. I don't think I'm good enough to participate yet, but I'm still young, so I hope to be ready in a few years. I train as if you can't believe it, and I'm looking forward to the day when I will be able to build my own helicopter and I can see it swimming beautifully over Niagara Falls. If you are interested, it is also a dream. My advice is to fly the remote-controlled helicopter as soon as possible and join the Toronto Club immediately. The Remote Control Helicopters Training Club. Did you know that there is a training club with manned helicopters? It's true. They take people to the scene and show them the best way to fly a helicopter with a remote control. I was shocked to hear this and I couldn't believe it was such a successful business. But how do you do it? The group leader tells all the students to go out first to get a remote-controlled helicopter. Of course, students also started to buy because there were certain brands and models of purchase. Fortunately for the instructors, the sellers of the remote-controlled helicopters agreed to pay a fee for each helicopter that helps them sell and make money. Of course, there is a charge for a helicopter with remote control. And use a helicopter effectively can save you money in the long run. All the important information about helicopters, which are very important for the maintenance of a functional helicopter with remote control, how to store and, of course, not to crash. Many students, especially those who have recently purchased a remote-controlled helicopter, are at risk of falling or corroding because they do not know how to fly or stand still. Each of these accidents could cost hundreds of dollars in losses because the student did not know how to operate a helicopter in the first place. In this sense, a remote-controlled helicopter training club is a good idea, but I think it should be an easy way for students not to spend a lot of money. Not only me, but also the instructor of the Remote Control Helicopter Club came up with the idea of teaching students to fly a helicopter, creating a second successful idea. The first idea, a DVD. This book was created by a student who likes to read a book together rather than watch TV. Both companies had great ideas, because the instructors only had to put the product on the market. This is in stark contrast to the Remote Control Helicopter Training Club, where new students gather each week and try not to destroy a helicopter on the first day. All in all, this instructor did a very good job for him and did not worry about money after a while, because he knew his way from a remote-controlled helicopter. That's not what I teach in high school. Since then, the instructor, like him, has started motivating conversations about starting his own business, and last time he was told it cost over $7 million. How does it work? And it all started with a remote-controlled helicopter. Thanks for listening till the end. See you next time.